It is now time for high school basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Our Best Bank, Arkansas State University at Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, and Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor. Now we go live to the hangar with Matt Sharp.
Joe Shipman, and good evening, everyone, from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies. We are proud to bring you another edition of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball. We just have one game tonight for you this evening, as the Bomber boys are going to be back in action for the first time in a while. It's probably about a week and a half or so. Tonight, the Bombers will be playing their home opener tonight. This is the very first game for the Mountain Home boys to play here in the hangar this year as they will be taking on the Rams of Paragould tonight. Matt, both teams looking for their first win of the year so far. Mountain Home is currently coming into this game with a record of 0-2. The Bombers are coming off a loss to Fayetteville actually back on November 20th. So again, that was about a week and a half ago. Good news is for Mountain Home, they do have some players back now that I know the football season would like to have gone on a little bit longer for the Bombers, but be glad to have Dawson Tabor back playing tonight. He'll be in the starting lineup. I talked to Coach Josh Fulcher earlier this morning. He said he's glad to have Dawson's size back, and so. He'll be at the five tonight while Matt Jones slides back to the four position, and there's a couple others that are they'll be back with the team tonight as well. I know they'll be providing a lot of assistance this evening as well. As for Paragould, they are currently 0-4 on the season. The Rams' last game was this past. Was actually a week ago Monday, so about 8 days ago, the Rams lost to Valley View that night there, so they're still looking for their first win of the season. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more about this game and also what to expect this week in just a little bit as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Paragould in this boys' matchup. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Aspire Consulting pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student-athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you back to the Strider Consulting pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home and Paragould are getting ready to tip off in just a couple minutes here at the hangar. Again, this is the home opener for the Bomber boys. They'll be continuing their homestand this coming Friday night as they welcome Heritage, who will be making the trip from Rogers over here to the Twin Lakes area, and we'll have that broadcast for you at 6 o'clock. Just a quick note about that: we'll have that. We'll have that game on our sister station Friday night. That'll be KTLO AM 1240, and I'll explain more why in just a moment. Also, want to let you know that Lady Bombers have a couple of games still to come this this week. Actually, their next one will be tomorrow night. They'll be here at Bomber Gymnasium. Mountain Homes Girls will be playing Springdale that night. And that game actually will be tipping off around 5 o'clock that night. It'll just be the varsity. There'll be no JV contest. So I'd love to see you out there if you can make. Of course, crowd size, of course, being a little limited due to the pandemic. But if you can make it, we'll be glad to have you here. But if you can't, we'll have the game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. And then the Lady Bombers will be back on the road Friday night. They'll be playing at Batesville that night. That night will actually start with the seventh grade girls game at 5 o'clock, and then we'll be on the air with the varsity contest around 6. We'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. And actually, that's the reason that the boys game will be moved to KTLO AM 1240, because the girls will be playing here on Classic Hits at that same time frame. We're going to come back in just a moment and check our starting lineup for this matchup as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Perry Gould. They'll be coming up in just a moment here on the Strider Consulting pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we welcome you back to the Strider Consulting pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Holmes boys getting ready to take on Perry Gould here at the hangar. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for Perry Gould, they're in their road reds, coached by Jace Watson. They will be going with two seniors in their lineup, Eli Schreit at 6 foot and Ashton White at 6'3". A couple of juniors, Ashton Oaks at 6 foot and Landon Manning also at 6 foot. And rounding out the starting lineup for Perry Gould is a 5'7 sophomore, Gavin Hall. For Mountain Home, they'll be going with four seniors, one of them being Dawson Taylor. Yeah, again, he's back in the starting lineup after rejoining the team from the football season. And also joining him are fellow seniors Jake McGee, Matt Jones, and Wyatt Gilbert. And rounding out the starting lineup is junior Luke Proctor. And Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Josh Fulcher. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling, the Strider Consulting pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Perry Gould. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's holiday season like no other year. You might find it tough to be of good cheer. If you feel like the Grinch of Dr. Seuss making has stolen our schnoozlers and dafflers and janking, then Farmers and Merchants Bank of Fayetteville, too, have an idea for what you can do. Touch heart to heart, but not hand to hand. Spread Christmas kindness throughout the land. Christmas time joy will always be just as long as we have we. From our banks to your families, member FDIC.